The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hands, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be a proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in the deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday we heard Jesus Christ, after preaching in the synagogues, he went to the house of Peter and he touched the mother-in-law of Peter, and there was healing. She stood up and began to wait on them. Today we are hearing again another touch of Jesus to a man who is leprous. And this touch is a great one indeed, because it's a very daring touch. By virtue of being leprous, one is expected not to get close to others. One is practically ostracized. But this man came close, and Jesus Christ touched him. In fact, we could compare this touch to, let's say, a volcanic eruption, in a scene of a volcanic eruption, and the volcano is flowing, the magma is flowing. People will be running away, but there's someone who stood by and able to stop it from flowing. So this touch is a great one indeed. I could just imagine the disciples being very afraid. Ooh. That the man is even coming close and Jesus Christ there to touch him. But it happened. And there are a lot of lessons for us to learn from it, especially from the man who came to him. There is humility in him. There is submission in him. The man is so humble that he came to Jesus Christ in his need. No one can be in need and not go to the source where solution can come. So he saw it clearly and is able to recognize that Jesus Christ has the power to heal him. He recognized the lordship of Jesus Christ. And so that is a very big lesson we can learn, because from time to time we are always in need. And in our needs, where do we go to look for solution? Where do we go to ask for help? So there is something, the man has shown us the way, where what should happen when we are in need. And one of the lessons we can also learn is the instruction that Jesus Christ gave to this man. See that you don't say anything about what has happened. But the man did not carry that instruction out. He disobeyed. And that has implication for Jesus Christ, because that instruction is part of what we call the messianic secret. There were a lot of expectation out there, and it was not time for such secret to go out, but the man went about spreading it, and that was not easy. That was not funny for Jesus Christ. What does that remind us? In every moment of our life, we need God. We need the grace of God. Without the grace of God, we will make mistakes upon mistakes. Simple instruction, keep quiet, but he couldn't. Obviously, because he was so joyous. He was overwhelmed. Seeing himself that he cannot mess up with others. That his years of pain is gone. He couldn't hold it. But that had implication for Jesus Christ. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, we need God in every moment. In the first reading today, we are told that when we hear the voice of God, our hearts should not be hardened. The voice of God keeps speaking. Come close to me, obey my words, keep my commandments. What you need is in me. Don't go elsewhere. Always look up to me. So we are being invited to always listen to the voice of God. That the voice we hear, we should hold on to it. Because there lies our happiness. There lies our freedom. There lies everything that we need. So we pray that we will continue to listen to the voice of God and continue to obey in all that we do.